I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. A suicide car bomber today drove through two gates and set off a blast at the United Nations building in Abuja, the capital of Nigeria. The blast killed more than a dozen people, wounding many others and shattering part of the five-story building. Hours later, the BBC received a call from the radical Islamist group Boko Haram, claiming responsibility for the attack. Martin Plaut is the Africa editor for the BBC. Martin, tell us what you know about this group, Boko Haram.
Well, they have been active since 2002. They were founded by Muhammad Yusuf in the northeast of Nigeria in a town called Maiduguri. And they really are a very strict Islamist group. They don't allow any kind of Western influence. Boko Haram means Western education is forbidden. They don't allow Western clothing or voting or anything like that. And they carried out a series of attacks on the police, which led to an uprising about 7 years later. He was then captured and executed by the police. And since then, there's been an increasingly violent conflict between Boko Haram and the Nigerian authorities.
So I suspect that Boko Haram is well known to Nigerians. Is it a group that has a history of tactics like the car bomb today in Abuja?
They have carried out a number of increasingly sophisticated attacks. In June, they carried out an attack on the police headquarters in Abuja, in the Nigerian capital. When they phoned the BBC, they said actually they had been planning to attack the headquarters of the police in Maiduguri, but it proved a bit difficult, so they settled for the United Nations instead, which, of course, is an absolute tragedy for the UN.
Nigeria is 50% Muslim, 50% Christian approximately. Is Boko Haram having any influence on radicalizing Muslims in Nigeria?
Well, northern Muslims are pretty radical. I mean, but they didn't really require Boko Haram to do it. Muslim law has been applied across a number of states, but they want to go very much further. And I'm not really sure that most Muslims who are pretty traditional want to go down that route. Of course, there have been a number of clashes between northern Muslims and southern Christians in the past. But on the whole, Nigerians get on pretty well, much better than one might assume, given just what a complex state it is. And although there are these kind of conflicts, I don't think that they represent the majority of Muslim opinion in Nigeria in any shape, way, or form. But, you know, one of the interesting things about Boko Haram is that there is an indication now that they have increasingly links across the Islamic world. So there was a quote from Carter Ham, General Carter Ham, who's the head of AFRICOM, that's the United States Africa Command. When he visited Nigeria earlier this month, he said that he had indications of increasing ties between Boko Haram and Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, as well as the Somali movement Al-Shabaab. Now, I myself have heard of Nigerians fighting with Al-Shabaab, so it's quite possible that Boko Haram is getting its expertise from this wider Islamist movement.
Martin Plaut is the Africa editor at the BBC. Martin, thanks very much for your time.
It's a pleasure.